91X News.
It's 9 degrees and raining at noon from the QNET newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Stephanie Clue. The red carpet was rolled out for Prime Minister Justin Trudeau at the White House this morning. Following the playing of both national anthems and an inspection of the troops, Trudeau and President Barack Obama shook hands with school children and adults snapping pictures on their cell phones under sunny skies on the South Lawn. Then Obama officially welcomed the Trudeaus to the U.S.
On behalf of the American people, on behalf of Michelle and myself, it is my honor to welcome to the United States Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, Mrs. Gregoire Trudeau, their beautiful children, and the quite good-looking Canadian delegation.
Obama says the U.S. and Canada are steadfast allies and the closest of friends. Ontario's Liberal government will introduce legislation today to ban e-cigarettes and medical marijuana users from smoking or vaping anywhere cigarettes are prohibited. Premier Kathleen Wynne says the restrictions are really just common sense.
We have made a determination that smoking, whatever it is, whether it's vaping, whether it's medical marijuana, whether it's cigarettes, that there should be restrictions on that, and so the rules will apply to marijuana, to medical marijuana, to vaping, as they do to cigarettes.
The government backtracked on its first attempt to regulate vaping in just one day last fall after an exemption for medical marijuana users came to light. A man from Lindsay has been charged with multiple offenses following a historical sexual assault investigation. OPP say the alleged incidents occurred in Lindsay and rural areas in the city of Kawartha Lakes between 1984 and 1990. A 50-year-old man was arrested yesterday morning and is facing more than 30 charges relating to five alleged victims. Police believe there may have been other alleged victims, and anyone with information is asked to contact investigators. The murder trial of two men accused of killing Tim Bosma, who disappeared on May 6, 2013, after taking two strangers on a test drive, continues today in Hamilton. Yesterday, jurors watched a surveillance video showing flames erupting outside the Millard Air Hangar the following morning around the time the Crown alleges Bosma's body was burned. Millard Air is a Waterloo aviation company owned by Dellen Millard, one of the two accused. Millard and Mark Smith have pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder. A Belleville man who refused to stop for police while speeding east of the city has been handed a jail sentence and a 3-year driving ban. 27-year-old Joshua Gelstad was sentenced to 4 months and 7 days in jail after pleading guilty to several charges, including flight from police, dangerous driving, and possession of methamphetamines. Court heard an OPP officer tried to stop a speeding vehicle on the 401 on January 4th, but the driver refused to pull over. The vehicle later hit a tree on a county road near Marysville, and the driver was arrested. Provincial police are asking the public for any information concerning the death of Frederick John Hatch to contact investigators. The last reported sighting of Hatch was on the afternoon of December 16th in Nepean, and his body was discovered the next morning beside a road in Erin, about 30 kilometers northeast of Guelph. Hatch was known to hitchhike, and investigators believe the 65-year-old left eastern Ontario on December 16th. Anyone who may have seen or had contact with Hatch is asked to call police. People in the Kenora area are being urged to check their yards and outbuildings as the search continues for a missing 16-year-old First Nations girl. Provincial police say Delaney Copence was reported missing on February 29th and was last seen the previous evening in downtown Kenora. The OPP say the search continues and around Kenora and has included several police forces, the Canadian Centre for Child Protection, and a large number of community volunteers. Anyone who locates anything they believe is suspicious are being asked not to touch the item or area and call the OPP. Two homeless Saskatchewan men who say they were given one-way bus tickets out of the province have arrived in Vancouver. City Councillor Kerry Jang says it's disgusting that the pair was sent away without a plan for what they would do when they arrived in BC, particularly because one of the one men says he has epilepsy.
This is really egregious what they did. I mean, they put somebody who's clearly has a medical issues and all that on a bus and said, good luck to you. I mean, that's just inhumane.
The two men reportedly received the tickets from a worker with the provincial government. Saskatchewan's Social Services Minister Donna Harper says her ministry is reviewing the case. Environment Canada has issued wind warnings for most of Vancouver Island and the Central Coast with gusts of 90 kilometers per hour in the forecast. 100 kilometer an hour winds were recorded in several areas overnight. That caused trees to come crashing down, knocking out power mainly in Abbotsford, Langley, Coquitlam, and Surrey. One of Canada's last one-room schoolhouses won a reprieve and will stay open for its two students. The Nova Scotia board that oversees the school on Big Tancook Island voted yesterday on whether it should be closed. Hilary Dion lives on the small island and says the school is an important fixture in the community.
The little school here on the island is so much more than just a school. It's the heart of our community. This is a small, isolated island, very close-knit, and having the school open allows our island to grow.
The South Shore Regional School Board says members split the vote 4-4, effectively killing the motion to shutter it. Parents on the island off Nova Scotia's south coast had pleaded with the board to keep the little elementary school open. That's QNET News on 91X. Megan Pounder is next with sports.
Want a university degree? Start at Loyalist College. With a Loyalist diploma, you can transfer directly into more than 70 university degree programs. Find out about diploma to degree options during Loyalist College Open House this Saturday from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. By starting at Loyalist, you'll save both living and tuition costs. And when it comes to grads getting jobs, Loyalist is the number one college in Ontario. Find out where Loyalist 60-plus programs will take you during the Open House this Saturday from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. Loyalist College, they put you to work.
Good afternoon, I'm Megan Pounder with QNET Sports. Maria Sharapova's racket supplier became the first main sponsor to publicly back the five-time Grand Slam champion after she admitted to failing a doping test. In fact, Austria-based company Head says it plans to extend its sponsorship deal. Earlier this week, Sharapova revealed her use of the banned substance meldonium. Another Russian athlete has tested positive for meldonium, the same drug found in Maria Sharapova's sample at the Australian Open. The Russian Biathlon Union says Eduard Latpov, a 21-year-old biathlete who won a gold medal at last year's World Junior Championships, tested positive at the IBU Cup. Latpov is the third biathlete to have tested positive for meldonium, which was banned as of January 1st. Ukrainian national team members Olga Abramova and Artem Tashikano have also tested positive for the drug. All three have been provisionally suspended by the International Biathlon Union. Jeff Carter scored with 2:10 left in overtime, and the Los Angeles Kings blew a 3-goal lead in the third period before rallying for a 4-3 victory over the Washington Capitals. Kings left winger Justin Williams says despite coming back to force overtime, there's nothing positive from this game.
No, nothing, zero. It's been our Achilles heel. Our starts have been terrible. We can't come back every night. It's certainly not going to happen. So we need to jump on that. That's been a problem for us.
Robin Lehner will start in goal when the Buffalo Sabres visit the Montreal Canadiens. Lehner was pulled from the Buffalo's 4-2 loss to the New York Rangers on Tuesday after allowing 3 goals on 14 shots. Elsewhere, Winnipeg faces Detroit, Ottawa takes on Florida, and Edmonton plays Minnesota. Northern Ontario's Brad Jacobs puts his perfect 8-0 record on the line at the Tim Hortons Briar. He faces Manitoba's Mike McEwen in the afternoon draw. The game means plenty to McEwen, who has a 6-2 record. Around the hard courts, the San Antonio Spurs host a Chicago Bulls team that will be missing All-Star Jimmy Butler. He's getting a second opinion on his injured left knee from renowned orthopedist Dr. James Andrews. Later, the Denver Nuggets are home to Phoenix. The Toronto Raptors continue their push for top spot in the Eastern Conference standings as they host the Atlanta Hawks at the Air Canada Centre tonight. Toronto opens play 2.5 games back of Cleveland for top spot in the East after the Cavaliers beat Sacramento 120-111 last night. Cleveland plays the Lakers in LA tonight. The Toronto Blue Jays take on the New York Yankees in exhibition baseball action. Slugger Jose Bautista is scheduled to make his spring debut for Toronto. Right-hander Drew Hutchinson goes to the mound for the Jays. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. Here's Stephanie Clue with the weather.
The forecast for Belleville today will be rainy with some fog patches and a high of 11. Tonight is mostly cloudy with a low of 0, and tomorrow morning is mainly sunny with a high of 10. At 12:10, it's 9 degrees. That's QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Stephanie Clue. News on 91X next at 1.